And today we're going to do laboratory number 5, which is a prelude to homework number 5. If you open up lab number 5, we'll see that what this laboratory is all about is finding information on the internet, how to search on the internet. And I'm sure many of you have done these types of operations, but maybe not in the detail that's going to be asked for within this laboratory. Lab 5 shows you some intro stuff. Most of the work is in homework number 5, and I'll tell you right now, it's a rather long laboratory. It's quite a bit longer, I think, than some of those that we've done till now, at least in the amount of searching that you have to do on the lab. So just follow along with Lab 5, and then I'll get you started on homework 5. What we're going to do is there are three parts. There are going to be three parts to this homework. And the first part has a lot to do with searching for information. And you're going to see that there are a number of different concepts that you're going to be introduced to. Principal among those is the difference between what's called a subject directory and a search engine. And that's probably the most common way of searching the internet today is through which tool? Which tool? Whose tool? Whose search engine? Google, right? Most common way is typically through Google. And you'll find that is a search engine. But it's only one way. A search engine has a certain definition, and when you get to homework number 6, you will look up that definition and see exactly what it is. But that's only one way of searching for information. There's another way. There's something called subject directories, which is more library-oriented in many ways. And it organizes information in a different way, and you'll learn about that also. There are a number of subject directories out there. One of them is this bubble link that you'll be using, and it's an interesting way, it's a different way of organizing information, of making information available. Sometimes information is available one way and not available the other way, so you have to familiarize yourself with these different methods of organizing and making the information available on the web. We'll talk about the differences in how they accumulate information, differences in how the information is organized, and what are the advantages of each type of service. That's what's going to be the principal part, the first part of your laboratory. Even within subject directories, there are different types. There are what are called academic subject directories and commercial portals, and you'll take a look at that. Within search engines, there's also some different categories. There are regular search engines, Google, and there's something called meta search engines. Second level, higher level search engine. It's actually a search engine that uses multiple search engines to look for things. And there are several of them out there, and sometimes that's the way you want to go. Sometimes your simple search doesn't find what you're looking for. And sometimes some of these other methods will help you. And then there's a concept of a deep web. What in the world a deep web is, that's something, again, you will find in the homework. You have to look up these definitions and report on them. When you look for information, there are basic search strategies, and then as outlined over here, there are advanced search strategies. You can look for single words, you can look for combinations of words. When you start to look for combinations of words or phrases, then the individual words can be anded together or together. What does it mean to and something together or them together? It's a logical combination. When you and two words together, then you want the search engine to look for both words and only give you pages that have both words together. When you or two words together, then you want the search engine to look for documents, pages that have either one or the other or both. And one of them, the and combination, obviously narrows the search, whereas the or combination widens the search. What are you looking for? That depends, right? Depends what you're actually looking for. Sometimes you want to widen your search, sometimes you want to narrow your search. Interestingly, there are different search engines out there. You'll take a look at Google, you can look at some others, AltaVista, some others, and you can ask yourself, what is the default? Suppose I put a phrase into my search. Does it default to and or does it default to or? It turns out different search engines have different defaults, and you could look at that. There are other ways of filtering information. You can add other keywords to what you're looking for. You can put a title in. In other words, the phrase that or words that you're looking for should have to appear in the title, not in the document. That narrows the search quite a bit. Or the phrase you're looking for has to be within the URL of the page that you're looking for. And there are other ways of restricting information. You can search the edu domain. You can search the or domain. You can restrict yourself to certain domains or languages and things like that. So you're going to learn about how to use advanced search strategies to either narrow your search or sometimes widen your search. Depends what you're looking for. And then you have to evaluate the search results. Part of the homework you'll find is, all right, so you found some web page. Can you rely on that information? Or maybe you have doubts about whether the information is factual. And so that is something you're going to have to look at also. Not always can you believe what you're reading online. And as it says here, you have to consider the source. What are the credentials of the author? Is the site trying to sell you a product? And you have to evaluate the content. Are the facts accurate? And so on. Okay. Now that's the first part of your laboratory. It's to use these search techniques and maybe introduce you to some techniques that maybe you're not so familiar with. And as you go on, you might find some of these techniques very useful. I don't think that everybody knows about subject directories. It's a different way of finding information, not always available through the basic search engine. So it's something that might be very useful in the long term. We talk about plagiarism. Part of this laboratory is we introduce you to plagiarism. Unfortunately, there's too much of that going around. And especially with the advent of the internet and the availability of a tremendous amount of information, people are plagiarizing quite a bit too much. Besides being it is illegal. And you have to be careful. If you plagiarize and you get caught, there are legal consequences that can occur. And you have to be very careful. Besides academic consequences. And so there's a whole section in this laboratory and homework about plagiarism, what it is. And you see here some information using someone else's words or ideas. Sometimes it's obviously stealing or copying and things of that nature. Even if the word copyright does not appear in a web page, you're not allowed to use the information without permission. It's by default copywritten to the author of the page. And even when you have permission, you have to appropriately cite your sources. You can't claim or use other person's information, other person's intellectual property without citing or without getting permission. Sometimes the person doesn't want you to use it. And even if it doesn't have the word copyrighted on there, you're not allowed to use it. Right? There are legal consequences. And this laboratory talks about it. Right? Even if a resource is posted on the web, it is still protected by laws of copyright, even without a copyright label on it. Copyrights protect intellectual property, which includes any expression of original ideas, including text, pictures, music, software, like my notes, like my audio lectures. Those are protected. Okay? Things like that. So you have to be very careful, and you have to know how to cite information. The laboratory talks about what is wrong about plagiarizing. Also talks about illegalities of downloading, also talks about how to give credit properly in order to avoid plagiarism. All right, so you will learn a little bit in this laboratory about how to cite the sources, when you're allowed to use the information, how to cite it, and how to give appropriate credit as due. Okay, that's part of this laboratory also. Okay, any questions on that? All right. There's a whole bunch of information that tells you how things can be detected, how plagiarism can be detected, some famous cases that have occurred. It's not that difficult. It's really, remember, whatever you search for on the web, if you use it to hand in a paper and copy it without proper citations, your professor or whoever else is grading can do the same search. It's not hard. And often is done, as you will read some of these cases that have occurred. So you have to be very careful. Be very, very careful. Any questions on that? I'm not going to keep you too much because you'll be able to read this. Most of this you can read on your own, and you have to read on your own. Let me just show you a little bit about homework number six. Oh, excuse me, homework number five. So if we just open up homework number five. Again, it's homework number five that you actually have to hand in. And again, you'll create, what you have to do over here is to create a document. Here you can use a word processor. This is textual. It's not a HTML web page. It's a document. It's a document. You can do Word Perfect, anything. Okay? Best would be something like Word, or you could use WordPad, the Notepad. You can use anything you want as long as I can open it up. Don't use a word processor that I can't open. So try to restrict yourself to the basic text processors or Microsoft Word. or at least if you use a different word processor, put it in a form that I can open up with Microsoft Word. Okay. Now, there are three parts to this homework. The first one is about searching on the web. And you see they introduce, they take you to this site at the University of Albany where they have a whole website that talks about search methods. It's actually a whole tutorial. A whole tutorial about how to search the web. What's available out there, the search techniques. And that's what this first part of this homework is all about. It introduces you to, as it says, the deep web, subject directory, search engines, what they are. It shows you bubble links, subject directory. Even Yahoo has a subject directory. It also has a search engine. You compare it to some search engines. They define a search engine. Again, you'll use the hyperlinks that will take you right to the definitions. And make sure you read those definitions. Because not only do you need them for this homework, but hey, there's an exam coming up too, and you will need those definitions for the exam also. You'll be comparing the subject directories of like Bubble Link to the search engines like Google. And there's some interesting things about Google over here. Okay, there's a link to, again, this tutorial. It talks about Google. It talks about how Google searches for information, how Google ranks the information that it finds. Why does it put it into a certain order? And it doesn't always have to do with people paying for it. That's something else. The ones who are paying for their information, they actually appear in a different section of the regular searches of Google. You can see that. But there's different reasons why and how Google rates information or ranks the information. And there's even this thing about what does I'm feeling lucky do? You can add that to part of your search criteria. Those words, that phrase, it's in quotations. And what does that mean? It's actually defined within the article that you're supposed to read over here. Okay. Then there's a part about good search strategies. And here we're talking about using the advanced search strategies where you might be using the word and to and words together, oring words together, title, URL, things of that nature. So this one will guide you through those techniques. Okay. It tells you about using AltaVista. If you don't have a direct link, just go to altavista.com and you'll be able to get to that search engine. Okay? Talks about a meta search engine, and you see there's one, Ixquick, that they tell you about, and that's what another part is. And then the eighth part of this is there are three parts and there are subsections. And this first part has eight subsections, the last one dealing with evaluating search results. And they ask you to go to six websites and to try to evaluate, is the information factual or not? Is it a real website or is it a non-real website? And for what reason? And you have to try to evaluate it and try to come up with the real answer. Okay, they're not difficult, but you can take a look at them and see what you come up with. The second part of the homework deals with plagiarism. And there are 10 subsections over here, 10 parts to answer within that. And again, definition of plagiarism and various other things that you have to answer. Okay? Any questions? This number 5 that says to complete the online module and print out the certification of completion, you don't have to print it out and hand it in. I'm not worried about that. Okay? But please do the other parts. Okay? The third part is a web scavenger hunt. Okay? And what they do is they provide you with 14 different questions, and you have to search for the answers. There are 14 different questions in this third part, like what is the fuel capacity of a 2001 Toyota Camry, okay? Or on what date did Finland become a member state of the United Nations? And you have to search the web to come up with the answers. Now, it tells you you have to pick 7. Pick 7 of the following questions, any 7 that you like, and answer them. Okay, now, in writing the answers, and hopefully you all won't pick the same 7, and you will not plagiarize or copy from each other, okay? You have to go and search. You pick 7 out of the 14, whichever one you want, and notice it says how to search and how to cite the information. You're supposed to give the answer, the URL for the page where you found the answer, and a description of how you found it. Document your search steps while you are searching the net. Each time you start a search for an answer, take notes so that you're able to describe your successful searches. Which search engine did you use, or subject tree, or other resource? If you use any search engine, which query brought you to the successful hit? How did you find it? If you found your answer by browsing, what sequence of hyperlinks did you find to get your answer? And so on. If you find your answer by piecing information together, you will need to document your steps for each web page listed. And in other words, if I want to and I look at your answer, I have to be able to reproduce a pathway to your cited web page. Right? There's some work here. This laboratory is not a short laboratory. This homework has quite a bit for you to do. Okay? Notice it says you will not receive credit if you skip steps 2 and 3. All right? You can't just give me the answer. You have to tell me where you found it and how you found it. Any questions? So this homework has 3 principal sections, and each of them has a number of subsections. All right? Any questions on that? All right, that's your introduction to lab homework number 5.